Today's daf is daf Samaches. As you recall, we learned already until the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. And the Mishnah is going to continue telling us about the Hilchos Korban Oimer and Shtei Halechem. Both the Oimer and Shtei Halechem are Matirim. However, there's a fundamental difference between the Matir of the Oimer and the Matir of the Shtei Halechem. And what is that? That the Oimer is Matir Chodosh Bamedina, meaning wherever you live, you want to go and eat from the new tvua, you have to wait until the Korban Oimer. But even after that, you still do not have the heter of Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash. And for the heter of Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash, what means heter of Chodosh? If you want to go and bring a Korban Mincha after the Korban Oimer was brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, you still cannot go and bring a Korban Mincha from the new tvua, typically from the new chitim, until after the Shtei Halechem is brought on the first day of Shavuos. And therefore, says our Mishnah, Mishikor Oimer, when the Oimer was brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed, Hoter Chodosh Miyad, as soon as that Korban Oimer was brought, in other words, the kmitza of the Oimer was put on top of the Mizbeach, and it was accepted, I guess you have to wait until it's Yotzis or Berubai, but once the Haktor has taken place, from that moment on, everybody can start eating Chodosh throughout Eretz Yisrael, and the only exception is in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Gabi bringing a new Korban Mincha. Now, it's all very good if you happen to be standing inside the Azorah and watching, and you see, oh, they were maktir, the Korban Ha'imer on the Mizbeach, then you can run home immediately and tell your wife or tell your other family members, great news, we can start eating Chodosh. But what about HaRechoikim? Rechoikim, people that didn't live in Yerushalayim or didn't live near the Beis HaMikdash. How would they know at what point they can start eating from the Chodosh? So Rechoikim mutar mechatzois hayoyim ulahalon. They were able to go and eat starting from Chatzois. What's the reason why they were able to start eating from Chatzois? If you go to the end of the Mishnah, skip a few lines. Mepnei maha rechoikim mutar mechatzois hayoyim ulahalon. Mepnei shehen yoyden. Shein Bezdin Mis'atz Limbay. They know that the Bezdin, meaning the Kehanim, that are in charge of making sure the Korban Oimer is brought in a timely fashion, that they're going to bring it as quickly as possible that morning. They're going to have to wait for the Korban Tumid Shoshachar. That's always the first Korban. But after that, they're going to try to go and bring this Korban Oimer as soon as it's ready. It might not be ready at the first moment, because they had to go and do all of the Melachas throughout the evening, including the 13 different siftings. So that might have taken time. But one thing is certain, by the time Chatzois passes, that Korban Oimer was brought, nothing to worry about. So that's why the Rechoikim are mutar. What happens after the Korban Beis HaMikdash? Bizmanenu, we do not have a Korban Oimer being brought. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin, Rechim and Zakai. Sheyoy Manaf Kuloi Osur. Rechim and Zakai made a new takana. And that is, Rabbi Yisai, do not go and eat from the Korban Oimer at any time during the day. You got to wait until from the Chodosh, any time during the day. You're going to have to wait until the day is over. The Yemanaf is an expression, and it relates to the Tenufa. As we know, when you brought the Korban Oimer, you were Menif Esu Oimer. So therefore, it got a name of the Yom Hanaf, the day of the Tenufa. We'll see in the Gemara shortly what would have been the din in the absence of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's takana. But one thing we know, during the time the Beis HaMikdash stood, as soon as the Korban Oimer was brought, or at the latest by Chatzos, you can start eating from Chodesh. After the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, do not eat from the Chodesh at any time during the day, wait until the whole day is over, and then Matzah Chol HaMoed, Rishon of the first day of Chol HaMoed, of Pesach, Matzah that day. In other words, you're now in the eve of day number two. From that point on, you can start eating from the Chodesh. What's the reason? Why shouldn't? Because it says in the Pasuk, God, Etzem HaYom Hazeh, until that day. And we're going to talk about that in greater detail in another moment. What is the Mashmois of Etzem HaYom Hazeh? And again, Menei Marachoykem, Mutar Mechatzos HaYom HaLon, why can they eat already from Chatzos? Menei Shein Yoidim, Shein Bezim, Misatzlim, but they know that they're going to go and bring it as quickly as possible, because everybody wants to eat from the Chodesh, from the new produce. Zukimar. We're going to have a machlokes now between Rav and Shmuel and Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What is in fact the halacha is man she'ein beis hamikdash kayim? Everybody agrees with man she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. You got to wait for the bring of the korban ha'omer. What happens if there is no beis hamikdash and in the absence of the takana of Reb Yochanan and Zakkai of our Mishnah? So Rav and Shmuel yamatra vayu bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim oimer matir. We all know that bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim heir mizrach matir. The first ray of light in the morning, Rashi says, this is not Amud HaShachar, this is Netzach Chama. When it's Netz, when everybody's davening Kivasik and Shemon Esrei, from that moment on, the Heir Mizrach Matir, you're allowed to go and eat from the Korban Hoimer. Yes, not the Korban Hoimer, from the Chod.
Refresh me the difference between Amud HaShachar and Netz?
Typically, we think of it as being the difference of 72 minutes. Netzach Chama is when you have sunrise, if you have various newspapers, like the New York Times, I don't know today, because I haven't seen the New York Times in quite a while, but the New York Times always would have the Zmanim for sunrise and sunset. So when it says sunrise, that's Netzach Chama.
Uh-huh.
72 minutes before that is called Amud HaShachar.
Uh-huh. And what halacha applies to Amud HaShachar as opposed to Netz?
Amud HaShachar, starting from after Amud HaShachar, a lot of things that you cannot do lechatchila, you can undo b'di'evit.
Mm-hmm.
Person has to go and take, for instance, has a very early morning flight. Normally you got to wait for Shemon Esrei until Netzach Chama, because Netzach Chama is the official beginning of the day. But that's l'chadchala. What happens if, unfortunately, because of his flight, he cannot go wait that long, he will not be able to attend Ar Minyan, so he can already start davening from Amud HaShachar. But that's, again, a very strong b'di'evit, not l'chadchala.
Is that when they tell, like, earliest tefillin and talis?
That's already a different man. That's in between Amud HaShachar and Netzach Chama. That's what the Gemara in Masechet Brachos called the Kadesh Yakir. Yakir means that you are walking down the street and somebody is coming from the other side. Would you recognize him, or would you have to go and take a flashlight or take a torch, an avuka torch, to be able to recognize him? Mm-hmm. If you can already recognize him, that means that there is already some light going on, and that's already the time that you can start going and making a bracha on your tefillin. You can put the tefillin on earlier, but you don't make a bracha then. For instance, here at OZ, when the Zman Netz is late, and therefore Amud HaShachar is late, what they typically, from what I'm told, is they start at 6 o'clock or 6:05, their minyan, they put on their talis and tefillin, and then when it comes Yishtabach, it's already by that time 6:20, 6:25, whatever it is, and then everybody starts, they minaneya. They go and move their tefillin back and forth in their places, and they make a bracha at that time on the tefillin. I believe in the talis as well, but I don't recall what they say about that. But anyway, so Amud HaShachar is 72 minutes. A very major practical application is every time that we have a fast day. Those fast days which are not 24 hours, but the typical fast day which is only from the morning until the evening. So a lot of people want to go and eat before the fast, and they get up early. So the Zman for that is 72 minutes before Netzach Chama. So if you see the Netzach Chama is 6:40, then you have to go and subtract, go backwards 72 minutes, and you can eat until 5:22 or something like that, 5:18. That's when you have to go and subtract some 72 minutes. So anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so our Gemara is telling us that when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, the Korban Oimer was Matir. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, then Heir Mizrach Matir, in other words, from Netzach Chama, whatever sunrise is, then you can start eating from the new Tvuah, the new Chodesh. My timer, where do you take this from? It says, more Trei Kroiksi, because it's two Psukim. Truth of the matter is, it's not really two Psukim, it's really one Pasuk. However, he means two segments of the Pasuk. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, there's only one Pasuk that is key for this Gemara at this point. That's Pasuk Aleph. That is V'lechem V'koli V'charmel Loisoichlu Ad Etzem Ayoyim Azeh Ad Abiyachem Es Korban Alekeichem Chukas Oynu Dereseichem V'chol Moish V'yseichem. So Lechem Koli V'charmel means don't eat from the Chodesh, from the new produce. Don't eat Lechem, bread. Don't eat Koli, the toasted oats, not oats, toasted grain. The Karmel means when they're not toasted, but they're, we had in the Gemara yesterday, that they are mole. The Karmel is a contraction of two words together.
Rachumol,
and then the other ones, it was Karmole. Basically what they mean is both the same thing.
Kali is like grits?
Kali is
toasted
grain. You take the grain, you put it into a toaster oven. Nowadays, or in the times of Chazal, they put it in a special pipe, which was called an ibuv, and it was perforated, and therefore the heat would get in and would toast it, and it would be very gishmak, and people would go. Anyway,
in
so you now
that you say kalui.
Kalui, very good.
Modern
beautiful, beautiful. So you now let it eat from lechem, not from kali, not from charm. In other words, from the new produce. Le'seichlu, until when? So the pasuk gives you two zmanim. Ad etzem ayoyim azeh. Etzem Yom Hazeh means the first day, Chol HaMoed Pesach. And then the pasuk continues on, Ad Haviyachem is Korban Alekeichem, until you bring the Korban Oimer. So there seems to be a bit of a disconnect, because here it says you can go and eat it, Etzem Yom Hazeh. In other words, forget about the Korban. Etzem Yom Hazeh. And then the second part says, Ad Haviyachem is Korban Alekeichem. No. You got to bring that Korban. So how do you fend for the seeming stira of the two parts of the pasuk, says the Gemara. Okay, so then you go and do it ad haviyachem when you bring the korban alekeichem, korban oimer. Then ad etzem ayoyim azeh. Now the word etzem ayoyim azeh means itzumo shel yoyim. It means the actual day. The word ad, of course, is now susceptible to two interpretations. Why? Because we have throughout Chas both ad vi ad bechlal and ad v loy ad bechlal. You say that I'll get you, somebody says, when are you going to go and pay me? Give me a break until Monday. Okay, until Monday means Monday sunrise, 6 o'clock in the morning, or does Monday mean 6 o'clock in the evening? When it's going to soon turn into Tuesday. So which one did you mean when you said, ad, until that time? Give me a break until Monday. Did he mean the first rays of Monday, the last rays of Monday? And that's going to be the machloikis here in the Gemara. So according to Rav and Shmuel, since they're saying, heyer hamizrach matir, they're learning ad veloy ad bechlal. As soon as it gets ad etzem yayim azeh, oh, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. It's sunrise, it's Netzachama, people are davening Shemoneh Esrei, etc. From that moment on, you can really start eating from the Chodesh. However, if you hold Ad V'Ad Bechlal, then you have to go and wait until the evening, until the day is over, after the whole Etzem Yom HaZeh. Anyway, we clearly see the Rabbi Shmuel, Rashi says, hold Ad V'Liad Bechlal, therefore you can go and eat Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdashkayim, you can eat as soon as Heir HaMizrach. That was Rav and Shmuel. Now we get to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Yamar Tavayim. They have, of course, the same pasuk that Rav and Shmuel had. So what do they do with that pasuk? They say, "Afilu b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam, heyer mizrach matir." Wow! Already at the first sign of rays of light, in other words, at Netzachama, you're allowed to eat even b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Didn't you just say there's a pasuk ad aviyachem es korban alekeichem? Sounds like you got to wait for the Korban Oimer. Books of Ad V'Yachem. Says the Gemara, L'mitzvah. That's only mitzvah min ha-mufcha. That's l'chat chila. Meaning, says Rashi. The pasuk that we just quoted before, V'lechem v'koli v'charma lo'yisoichlu. That's a lav. It's a lav sheyesh by maisa. If there's hasro mit edim, what will happen to this person who
Malchus
violates? Gets petcha, gets malchus. Says our Gemara, say now, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we're going to divide between the lav as well as the actual heter to start eating from the new chodesh. And that, what are they saying? They're saying, as soon as it's already heir mizrach, the lav goes away. Even during the time that the Beis HaMikdash was standing, if a person were to go and eat chodesh after Netzachama, guess what? We will not give him pech, no malchus. That iser goes away. What is the ad haviyachem? Ad haviyachem means, Rabid, have a little bit of patience, wait until the Korban HaOmer is brought, because l'chatchila, it's a mitzvah to wait until that Korban is brought. But if you didn't, no lav, you didn't do anything wrong, but you have a chance to mekayim a mitzvah. That key mitzvah is, just wait patiently until the Korban HaOmer is brought. But if you didn't wait patiently, no lav. See, there's a very short Rashi here, u'mishani l'mitzvah, that's right before the wide lines, shani l'mitzvah. Mitzvah lahamtin at sheyakarav oimer. It's a mitzvah, you should wait. Al belavli over. If he did not wait, he was impatient, and he started eating from the chodesh, he was not over the lav of leisoichlu at etzem ayayim azeh. So now the Gemara asks in rapid succession a couple of kashas. Kasha number one is, Look at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah began Mishikarevu Oimer Hutter Chodosh Miyad. Freit Dimora, didn't you say we don't have to wait for Karevu Oimer already at Netzacham in the morning? And for the Gemara, that's le mitzvah, like we just said. Lechatchili, you should wait until it's taka brought, like it says in the Mishnah. But if you didn't wait, okay, you didn't, you were not mekayim this mitzvah, but you did not, you were not over elav. And then the Gemara asks from the next Mishnah, which we're going to have shortly on the Omid days. Ha'omer ha'yematar b'medino shtei alechem b'mikdosh. Oh, so it says that the Oimer was matir b'medina. So you have to wait for the korban Oimer. I didn't Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish say that Heyer Mizrach Matir? Again, and for the Gemara, le mitzvah. As soon as it's Netzachama on the morning of first day Chalamoid, no more Isser, you could already start eating. However, the Torah says, don't wait to have a little patience until you're Mekayim this mitzvah of the Korban Oimer. But if you didn't, there's no Malkus involved. Frank Dimoravaita, going back again to our Mishnah, which we just learned 2 minutes ago. Mishachor Beis Amigdash, one of the Beis Amigdash was Chorv. Hiskin Rechem and Zakai, she yoim anaf, kula yosur. So then, Rechem and Zakai was Mesakin, that unfortunately there's no Beis Amigdash today. What should we do? Do not eat from the Chodosh Agantzatog, the whole first day Chalamoid. Wait until Matzah, first day Chalamoid. Frank Dimon, my timer, what's the reason why? Says Rabbi Yechon Zake, Meher Yibona Beis HaMikdash. We cannot wait. We're hoping already this year still the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The Yoimru, and what are people going to go and say? It's going to come the first day of Cholamoid. They're going to go and say, Ishtaken Mileyachalnu Beher Mizrach. Don't you remember we already started eating from the Chodosh Beher Mizrach by Netzachama? Because after all, last year, unfortunately, there was no carbon. But Meheri Ben Beis HaMikdash, this year, hopefully, there will be a carbon. Since there will be a carbon, then you cannot eat at the first moment here in Mizrach. You got to wait until after the carbon is brought. And so therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I have this chashash that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And people will err and start eating already from the morning, when they should be waiting until after that carbon Oimer. And therefore, he said, Ashenami Nechel, therefore, the Yomru, people are going to go and say that Ishtakid last year, Milechal Beher Mizrach, Hashanami Nechel, why don't we continue eating? After all, last year I was together with some of the greatest Gedoli Hadar, and I remember they all started eating for breakfast, first day Cholamoid, of course they all davened first, after davening was over, they gave tikkun, they gave kiddush. All of it was with the highest certifications that it was a matzah and kushal Pesach, but they already started eating chodesh in the morning. And now because the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, na yechumris, people want to cup up with new things, let's wait for Korban Oimer. I didn't have to wait for Korban Oimer last year, why should I have to wait for Korban Oimer this year? And therefore, lo yadi, and they will not realize that the reason why dishtakid, they were able to eat from the first moment, because they have Oimer. However, nowadays that Baruch Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash has now been rebuilt, you got to wait for the Korban Oimer. So the Yadid Dishtakel, we have Oimer is here, Mizrach Matir. V'asha Deik Oimer, now that the Oimer is here, Oimer Matir. So that all of that sounds great, and that's the reason for Birchim Zakeh Takana. But says Yimor, V'sol Kadaitach, if you're going to tell me that the whole reason why we have to wait is only the mitzvah, because my Iker Hadin, you were able to eat in Daka from the morning, Misha Mitzvah, Leikum V'Ligzar. I can very well understand why Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai wants to make sure that Chas V'Shalom, nobody is over on the lav of eating Chodosh before the prescribed time that you're allowed to go and start eating. So if you're going to go and learn like Rav and Shmuel learned, where they said that Me'ikar Adin, you can go and eat from Heir HaMizrach, and just during the time that the Beis HaMikdash is standing and wait until after the Oimer, so people are going to eat on Cholamoid, Pesach, first day after the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, they won't realize you got to wait for the Korban Oimer. They're going to go and eat immediately. Oh, I don't want them to be over this terrible Aveira. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, let's make a Takana. The whole day will be Osir now when the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt. So that Mitzvah and the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. People will hear, oh, I don't have to wait a whole day anymore. I can go and eat right after the Korban Oimer. That all makes a lot of sense. But if you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to eat from the first moment, Oh, so Rabbi Yechim Mitzake is making a takana. Don't eat for all generations until the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi. Why? Because people are not going to be mekayim this mitzvah. They're not going to be over and aveira because you're allowed to eat mehera mizrach according to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, even bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim. So mirchem, hopefully the bisman shebeis will be rebuilt within the next 2 weeks. We'll be able to go and bring that carbon oimer. What is Rabbi Yochanan Zake worried about? People are going to go and eat from mishas heira mizrach. Okay, nishkeferlich. They're allowed to eat. The chachilu they should wait inside the mitzvah avada, but because of mitzvahs we're going to be goyzer. Doesn't sound right. We should be goyzer. Chas v'shalom, people shouldn't be over on a lav, on a prohibition, but not to mekayim a mitzvah. That's the Morse Kash. Omer Rachman by Yitzhak, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai, Beshitas, Rabbi Yehuda, Omra. Rabbi Yechim and Zakai disagrees with what we were discussing until now. Everything we were discussing until now was a libe derabbanon. Rabbi Nachman by Yitzhak says, Rabbi Yechim and Zakai is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Oh, we had a beauty in our Mishnah, the Omar, min ha-toyra osur. You're not allowed to eat mehera mizrach. You have to wait, if there is no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Korban Omer, you have to wait until ad v'ad bichlal. Shenemer ad etzem ha-yoyim ha-zeh ad itzume shel yoyim v'kosover ad v'ad bichlal. And therefore, you're not allowed to eat taka the entire day min ha-toyra, if there is no Korban Omer. So therefore, we're not talking about Heira Mizrach, we're talking about you have to wait the entire day, Min HaTorah, if there's no Beis HaMikdash. So Zokti Gemara, that's the reason why Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai had to make this Takana and tell everybody, don't go and eat, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is going to ask shortly, that doesn't make sense. You're saying he was Mesakin not to eat the whole day when there is no Beis HaMikdash. And you're saying he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to make any takana. Toshtetach in the Torah, you're not allowed to go and eat the entire day. Ad v'ad bechlal. What do I need a takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai?
Because people wouldn't know it's ad v'ad bechlal. They think it's ad v'lo ad bechlal.
So if you don't mind, the Gemara is going to ask the kasha. We'll see if the Gemara answers your teretz on it. Zok Timar, umisav v'lo kavase, is that in fact true that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda? V'miflik balegalei. He obviously disagrees with him from the Mishnah on the Amud Aleph. What did we learn in the Mishnah? Did not. State in the Mishnah, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shei Yoyim Anaf Kula Yosur. That was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that we just said now. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Balei Min HaTorah Hu Osur. It's also ready Min HaTorah, Dichsiv At Etzem HaYoyim HaZeh. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, right? We had Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Om Yim Yisakin, Agan Tzitog Yim Anaf Kula Yosur. We see that there is a difference of opinion between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda. Don't tell me Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is challenging Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and said, you don't need to make a takana. It's min ha-Torah. That being the case, what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai l'chayra hold? He l'chayra holds like all the other bandiyamrim, that it's heir mizrach is already matir. And therefore, the only reason why we need this takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is because I'm afraid that Miyat Hashem, not I'm afraid, I'm hoping that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt Bismanenu, and then we're going to go and have the first day Chol HaMoed, and people are going to go and eat even before the carbon is brought. What's the problem? According to Rabbi Yechim Rish Lakish, even before the carbon is brought, you can go and eat. It's a mitzvah to wait, have patience, wait until the carbon oim is brought. But if it's not brought and you started eating immediately for breakfast from the Chodesh, there's no Isser involved, no Malkus, no Gunish. So why would Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai have to make such a takana? So bottom line is, you cannot tell me Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. I see from our Mishnah that there's an obvious disagreement. Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is only doing this midrabanan. Rabbi Yehuda is doing it min ha-toira. Why would Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai alibed Rabbi Yechim Rish Lakish be misakin an Isser to go and eat his manazeh? Agam tzitog. When there is no such Isser in the Torah in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, or not in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, because Mitzat Ikritin, Heir Mizrach, is Matir, and even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was only a mitzvah to wait for the bringing the carbon. But if you didn't, Nishka Ferlach. So, fine. Mi'at Hashem, this week, Mi'at Hashem Mashiach is going to come. We're going to have the first day. Lots of people are going to start eating in the morning based on, you know, lulei with in the absence of Yechim and Zakkai's takana, people are going to start eating in the morning. Oh, yeah, you got to wait for the carbon oimer. Ma kolarash. And if I didn't wait for the Korban Omer, I taka lost out on the Kiyum Mitzvah, but I didn't, wasn't over any Isser. I don't get Malkus for it. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Everything Gemara, no, the truth of the matter is Rabbi Yechman Zakkai and Rabbi Yehuda hold the same thing. That he also holds it at Etzem Yem Bazeh, you gotta wait for the entire day, ad the ad bakla. So why is Rabbi Yehuda now challenging Reb Yochanan Zakkai? So Timur Rabbi Yehuda, who the kotoi? When he heard Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's new takana, he made a boo-boo, he made a mistake. Who's some Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai midrabonan ka'amar? He thought that since it said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was metakein, that people should not eat the ganze yoim hanaf, he figured, oh, that sounds like a drabonan that you're making a takana. V'lohi, it's really midiraisa ka'amar. When he, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, said that until the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, we should be careful not to eat a ganze tog, not midrabanan, minatoira, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda holds, advi ad bechlal. Rabbi Yehuda just, he made a mistake. He thought Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is with the opposition, that he holds at Heir Mizrach, but it's not true. He really holds, even minatoira, that you cannot eat the whole day. But afraid to invoke his skin ketani, doesn't the Lashon Takana sound like Rabbi Yehuda? You're saying Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. It certainly like, sounds like that to me in the Mishnah as well. It says Hiskin, sounds like he made a new takana. Everything but my Hiskin, Dorash v'Hiskin. Dorash v'Hiskin means that the people were not aware of the halacha bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim, because Baruch Hashem, until now we had a beis hamikdash, we waited for the Korban Omer, and everything was dandy. Now that there's no beis hamikdash, what are we going to go and do? So, said Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, let's go mimavar what the halacha is now in the absence of the Beis Hamikdash. And say for Dorash means he went deeply into the Torah and all the Mefarshim and all the explanations to come up. And therefore he said, the Iskin, this is the halacha. So it's not mitzad making a takana per se, in the way we traditionally think of the word takana, but rather is he instituted that this is the halacha based on a deep understanding of the law and listening to all the Tanoim back and forth and all the Mefarshim, and he said, oh, this is the way we have to fear Zech from now and until the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt. So now, based on this, the Gemara is telling us, okay, so halacha l'maisa, what have the Yidden been doing ever since the Chorban Beis Hamikdash until today? So the Gemara is going to bring that there were three minhagim. Minhag number one was that Rav Papa of Rav Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua, all of those that we're going to enumerate now in the Gemara are Yidden that are living now in Chutz Laaretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. That's going to become very important because, as we'll see momentarily, there is a machloikis where the Chodosh is Osir b'Chutz Laaretz min ha-Toira or mid-Rabbanan. At the Maskon of our Gemara, we'll see that everybody holds that Chodosh b'Chutz Laaretz is Osir, meaning that you have to wait until the first day of Chol HaMoed. And then we have the three-way machloikis, whether it's Heir Mizrach, or in the times of Beis Hamikdash, the bringing of the carbon, or at the end of the day, the Yom Anaf Kulios. That we're going to see momentarily. But Chodosh b'Chutz Laaretz is clearly awesome. The question is, D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, Zokti Mar Papar V'Huna B'Rid Rishua, Achli Chodosh, they started eating from the new Tavua, B'Orta, on the night, the Shitzer Nagi Shifser. Shitzer Nagi Shifser just means the night between day 16 and day 17. So now let's think about this for a moment. The first day of Pesach, everybody knows, is on the 15th of Nisan. So the first day of Chol HaMoed is on the 16th of Nisan. So when did they start eating? They didn't eat on day 16 itself. They waited until Matzah 16. And remember, they're in Chutz Laaretz. It's Kosavi. They hold that Chodesh b'Chutz Laaretz is Drabban. Okay, I have to be Machmir and Chodesh, but it's Midrabban. Ulesveika loichashinan. And they were not choishes l'sveika. The sveika that we mean is the sveika d'yoyma. What's a sveika d'yoyma? The fact that we in Chutz Laaretz have to be concerned that maybe the first day of Yontif is really not Yontif, maybe it's still Erev Yontif, and so therefore with Machmer we have 2 days of Yontif every time. 2 days of Shavuos. We have to have Pesach 8 days, first 2 days, and then 4 days, and then 2 days, etc., etc. So now, Sveik L'Chashin doesn't mean that the second day of Yontif that we're not Choshish. 100% that 16th, they were vada choishish not to do any malacha. However, they were not choishish l'gabi the iser of chodosh, because they didn't want to Not that they didn't think it was necessary to go and be machmir two drabanot. What are two drabanot? Number one, it's chutz la'aretz, the whole din of chadash is drabanot. Number two, to go and say that I should have to wait until day 17 at night. Why would it be 17 at night? Because you have first in chutz la'aretz, you have 2 days of yantiv, and then you have your chol hamoyed. So chol hamoyed is already on day 17, right? First day of yantiv is 15. Second day of yantiv is 16. First day of chol hamoyed for us in chutz la'aretz is 17. I gotta wait, because it's the din of chodesh. I have to wait the whole 17th, like Rabbi Yehuda, or like Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, Yeminaf Kuli Yasser. I should wait until the end of 17. No. It felt that that wasn't necessary. The fact that I take upon myself already one chumrah, that is that I'm going to wait the entire day, but I don't have to wait both the 16th and the 17th, I'm only going to wait the 16th. Because after all, by unzin chutzlaret, chodesh is drabanan, not the reis. You're going to tell me, yeah, but there are 2 days of yomtiv, l'sveik l'chashinu, for these purposes, they were not choishish, the sveik d'yoyma, and therefore they said, since in Eretz Yisrael, even today, the 16th day was on day 16, the first day of Chol HaMoed, which for us is the second day of Yom Tov. They're already eating matzah the 16th. We'll also eat the matzah the 16th. And we're not going to be concerned about the Sveika the Yoima of the 2 days of Yom Tov. So this was the Prophet Rabbeinu Mishua. Now we continue on. V'Rabbanu Dvir of Ashi, the Talmidim of Rav Ashi's Yeshiva, Ochlu, they ate Betzafra in the morning of Shivsar. In other words, this is already later than the previous one, because the Papa Rav Huna Yeshua, they already ate matzah 16. They waited until the morning of the 17th. Why did they wait? Because Savi Chodesh Chutz Laretz is the Araisa. Because they learned that Chodesh in Chutz Laretz here is Mina Toira. And since it's Mina Toira, Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh is Mirabonin Kamar. Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh was Misakin, the din of Yehim Anaf Kulios. Chitokin, Yehim Anaf, Lesveka Leitokin. He was taka mesakin yom enough, no question about it. And so therefore we're not allowed to eat on the full day of 16. However, I can go and eat now the next morning of 17. How can I go and eat the next morning of 17? Because even if I hold that chodesh is midyaraisa, I hold like those mandiyamrim that we had in our Mishnah and in the Gemara, that heyer pnei mizrach is matir. As soon as you have the benefit of the netzachama, you're allowed to go and eat. Oh, so that's why he was eating on the beginning of the 17th. Yeah, but don't you have to be concerned about Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh? Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh is midrabanan. So I don't put on myself two drabanans. As soon as I get to day 17, in terms of day 16, I pass that entire day. So in Eretz Yisrael, where they're going to be makbid and agansi yom enaf, I was also makbid a whole yom enaf. I didn't eat the entire 16th. Now it's day 17, and I happen to be in chutz la'aretz. Taka chutz la'aretz d'araisa. But since the takana of Rabbi Yechim ben Zakeh to have to wait yom enaf kulei osur because of the gzeira, that's d'rabban, and therefore they started eating already the 17th in the morning. Not that they're ignoring Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh. Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh is very holy. But they said we already had a kiyum of Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh already yesterday on day 16. We didn't even think about Chodesh the whole, and we didn't even eat at night. We waited until the next morning on day number 17. So this was the second meal. Even Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, if he were around and you would ask him, tell me, would you say that in Chutz La'aretz we have to wait the whole 17th day as well because of the Sveik of the Yoyma? He would say, no. I was only machmer 1 degree of Chumrah. Don't eat on day 16. Yom Enaf. 17, this is under the Maaseh. It's al Sveik of the Yoyma you want to wait another day. You don't have to wait another day al Sveik of the Yoyma. You can eat here in Mizrach, and so therefore they ate already 17th in the morning. Ravina says, Omrli M, my mother told me, Avuch, your father, Lehavi Ochel Chodesh. The Gemara doesn't say the circumstances why the mother is telling about the father, but apparently the father was no longer alive, and so therefore Mami was telling her son, Ravina, I want you to know the minig in Inzer Mishpocha was that your father, Lehavi Ochel Chodesh, Ela Ba'orta de Shivser Nagi Tamnesa. He waited until Matzah 17. So the first group, Rav Papa Rav Huna Rav Shua, they ate already matzah 16. Then Rav Ashi ate in the morning of the 17th. No, your father was even more machmir, and he waited until matzah 17, the eve of 18. Why? So look at Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that the reason why we don't eat on Yom Hanaf is not a psanayat takana of Rabbi Yechim and Zakai. Rather, this was min ha-toira. Why is Minat Torah? Because at Etzma Yem Hazeh, ad v'chlal, you're not allowed to go and eat until the end of the day. So now, in Eretz Yisrael, the end of the day would be the end of the day, day number 16. However, he's chayish v'sveika, the sveika diyoima that we're in Chutz La'aretz, unfortunately, and therefore we still have 2 days of Yontif and a day of Chol HaMoed. He waited until the end of the Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore he waited until the end of 17 before he would start eating from the Chodesh. That's near the conclusion of the Gemara. I just want to repeat a word, and that is our Gemara only brings this takana of the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Kadeshi Heyoimanaf Kuli Osir, because Meheri Bana Beis Hamikdash. This takana is brought in the Mishnah in Mesechtes Sukkah. It's in Rosh Hashanah as well, but also Mesechtes Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph. And in Mesechtes Sukkah, the Mishnah says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made 2 takanas. Afterwards, the Gemara says he made 7 takanas, 9 takanas, others as well. But there in the Mishnah, it only brings 2. But takana number 1, relating again to the Beis Hamikdash, is that when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, Eden only took Lulav and Esrig the first day of the Yontif, not the entire Yontif. In the Beis Hamikdash, they took it the entire Yontif. Anybody that went into the Beis Hamikdash would go and take his Arba Minim every single day. Why is there a difference? Where does this come from? Because it says in the Pasuk by Sukkis, Ulakatam Lechem B'yom HaRishayin, Pre Eitz Hadar, Kapeis Tamarim, Banaf Eitz Ovais V'Arvei Nachal. We're all familiar with that part. But the Pasuk continues on, Usmachtem Lefnei Hashem Lekeichem Shivas Yomim. What is this usmachtem? It doesn't only mean that you're also supposed to have basar v'yayin and give for the women new clothes. Oh, that's true too. But the fact that this is in the same posik as the lekachtem lechem, the Gemara Masechet Sukkah tells us that outside of the Beis Hamikdash, lekachtem yom rishon, you only have to take lulav and esrog one day. However, usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekeichem, if you're going into the Beis Hamikdash, you're bringing your oilas re'ir, you're bringing your shalmei chagiga, you're going there to be together with the masses of Klal Yisrael, and you have your lulav and esrog with you, there you have to go and do it shivas yom for 7 days. So he's okay. Then, tikkun Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, that ever since the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, we should continue every single day of the 7 days to go and bring, not to bring, but to go and take the Arba Minim, and that's, of course, the basis of our minig today. Because Minat Torah, you only have to go and take 1 day, you don't have to take all the other days of Yom. Midrabanan, you have to go and take all 7 days, because it's a kind of Yechaman Zaki. And then the second, the same Mishnah says, and by the way, you know what else would a Yechaman Zaki was Masakin? That when it comes to the Korban HaOyma and the Chodosh, Sheyoyim HaNav Kuloi Osim. The Toisis on Daf Mem Aleph, and Masech the Sukkah says, why are these 2 takanas brought together? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made many other takanas. And now we're talking about Masech the Sukkah. So to talk about in the Mishnah that they changed from a 1 day Arba Minim to 7 day Arba Minim, that makes a lot of sense. That's fine. But why are we bringing in Legabe Chodosh and Gabe Korban Oimer? What's going on?
Is it a Tesvav type thing that Sukkot and Pesach are linked?
Yeah, Tesvav means it's Tiraiz.
Well, so now it extends kind of like for the rest of the Yontif, as it were.
It's a very nice pshat. Toisis remains Tzorach Ini, doesn't give an answer. So when I was learning this with my son in Sion last night, yesterday afternoon, he reminded me that it's a Sfasemes. I looked it up in Sfasemes, but I couldn't find it. But I certainly remember the discussion that we had 7.5 years ago, 15 years ago, that the Sfasemes says that when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made the first takana, and he said, Rabbeisai, you know what's going on? Unfortunately, the Beis Hamikdash is not here, and who knows how long this may take? We have to make takanas. And the takana is, everybody should go and take the Lulav and Esrog 7 days, Zeicher LeMikdash, to remind us what happens. Zman Shebeis Hamikdash Hayakayim, Hayakoyrech Matzumara. No. That they used to go and take, they were Koyrech, the 4 Minim together, and they did it every single day in the Beis Hamikdash. So we shouldn't forget about this. Let's go and take Arba Minim throughout Klal Yisrael. And then people were very, very dismayed and distressed and said, oy, if we're starting to make Zeicher LeMikdash, it sounds like this may be a long haul. Between the first Beis Hamikdash and second Beis Hamikdash, it was only 70 years. I don't remember that they made any takanas. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is making takanas, it sounds like this may take much longer than the 70. It might take 100 years. It may take 500 years. And as we know, unfortunately, we are suffering almost 2,000 years. So, to kind of bring the Olam back in a pep talk, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai said, it's not a one-way street. It's all to the other way around. I'm also hoping that Mi'at Hashem, next year the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and people are going to err, and they're going to go and start eating right at the first moment of day after Netzach Hamah. They're going to start eating the Chodesh. But you got to wait Lechatchila until after the Korban is brought. Whether that's Lechatchila B'diavet, that's a machleik between Rav and Shmuel, and between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. But regardless, the fact that Rabbi Yechon made that, Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai made that second Takana, people then sighed a sigh of relief. And they're saying, if Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai is choshesh, that maybe next year the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. That's good news that he's so nervous about it, that he's saying, make sure don't eat the chodesh, the ganzi emanaf, because next year you're going to make a mistake. What's the next mistake? The Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Really? I thought the Beis HaMikdash might not be rebuilt for another few hundred years, and that's why you made that takana of the Arba Aminim. Said Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Taka true, but on the other hand, the Beis Midrash will be rebuilt today, tomorrow, next week, and we'll have it in Mi'at Hashem before the next Yom Tov of Pesach. So therefore, people are going to go and make a mistake. They're going to go and eat Chodesh immediately. I better go make a takana. The Yom Anav should be kuloi. With that, we conclude the shtickle and we start the new Mishnah. Since we're saying a shtickle Torah, next week, as you know, is Shabbos HaGadol. Question is, how did Shabbos HaGadol get the name Shabbos HaGadol? So years ago I saw a pshat that, remember, we had the machloikis between the Chazal, the Purushim, and the Baisusim. When do you bring the Korban Oimer? When do you start counting Sfiras Oimer? Is it Mimochas HaShabbos, Shabbos Bereishis, or is Shabbos really Yontif? And that has ramifications for Shavuos as well. So one of the Meforshim, that according to Chazal, there's 1 week a year that we have two Shabbosim. We have the Shabbos Bereishis, like next Shabbos Mi'at Hashem, and then 4 or 5 days later, we're going to go and have the Shabbos, which is really Yontif, but is called Shabbos in the Torah, Mimachas HaShabbos. But that Shabbos doesn't rise to the level of a regular Shabbos, because a regular Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Melechas Oichel Nefesh, you're not allowed to go and cook, you're not allowed to carry, and all of those assimilated halachas. But Yontif you're allowed to. So going to give a permanent zecher to the victory of the Purushim over the Tzedoikim, the Baisusim, the Shabbos before Pesach, we say, Dos is the Shabbos HaGadol, this is the Shabbos Bereishis. Because this week we're also going to have a Shabbos Katan. When is going to be the Shabbos Katan? And Mi'at Hashem. When it starts Yontif, first day of Yontif is going to be called Shabbos, and then Chol HaMoed, first day, is going to be called Mimachras HaShabbos. So this week we have two Shabbosim. This is the Shabbos HaGadol, and this is the Shabbos HaKotel.
That's wonderful.
Good.
I thought it was just because the labs were tied up, and the Jews spoke out. You know, as Baker said, we are not afraid. We have faith in God.
That's the Egyptians froze. The Egyptians froze.
Egyptians, what do you mean?
When they tried to stop the Jews from, you know, taking their God and, like, you know, getting it ready. Isn't that like the big nace?
The nace was that they drowned in the ocean.
Right, but wasn't there another thing when they were preparing the shop?
They were so in awe and fear of the Jews, they didn't do anything.
They tied their gods to their bed.
Right, and the Egyptians were...
That was another thing, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another reason why it's called Shabbat.
Right.
Yeah. That's one of the simple interpretations.
Uh-huh.
This is supposed to be more...
Who's the author of this more elaborate interpretation?
Who's the author? It's brought in the Kutim and Mayana Shel Torah on Pesach.
Thank you.
I don't remember the name of the Sefer. Bli Neder, if
but
I
I'm
find
on the lamb, so that's my
you're on the lamb.
I understood it as based upon the Haftarah Malachi.
That's the simplest reason that it says in that the Yom HaGadol, etc.
Different levels.
You're 100%. And then others say that the reason is because the Godel of the community, he holds the Shabbos HaGadol drasha. And therefore, that's the Shabbos HaGadol that the Godel is darshaning. Some say that the reason why it's called Shabbos HaGadol because even if he's a cotton, but he says a langa drasha. And therefore it becomes a Shabbos HaGadol. The drasha is HaGadol, even if he's not
Hadash. We move the clock so we have more time.
He's not cutting on the length of his drasha.
Exactly. So if we continue talking about the Shabbos HaGadol, we won't finish the shir either. So we have to start, and then this Shabbos we come out Shabbos HaGadol. Okay, on to the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, we already quoted the part of the Mishnah, the Yomar Aleph, for Omer. Hayamatir b'medina u'shtei alechem b'mikdash. The Omer was matir eating the chodesh throughout Medina, throughout Eretz Yisrael, and shtei alechem they were matir b'mikdash, meaning that when could you start bringing new karbonis mincha from the new tvua only after the shtei alechem on Shavuos. So if a person wanted to nadev a mincha from second day Pesach, first day Chalamoid Pesach until Shavuos, we told them if you still have from the old tvua, Gesundheit, bring it. If you don't, you only have the Chodesh. You got to wait for bringing a Kar Mincha until after Shavuos. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Ein meviim menachis ubikurim uminchas behema koidim leomer. You cannot bring any of these karbonis before the karban oimer. And in Haven, if you did, it's possible. Now, what's the definition of menachis bikurim uminchas behema? The first menachis, there's a very, very peculiar Rashi. Rashi says, Mishnah, menachis, minchas soita. You can't bring the minchas soita before the oimer. I never heard that there's a special din of minchas soita is different than any other malachis. Legabe before the minchas oimer, after. Yeah, it's true, the minchas soita is barley, and the minchas oimer is barley, you're 100%. However, I never heard that there was this distinction. And in fact, if you see, before the word menachis is a chav beis, and that chav beis takes you to the shita mekubetzes, and if you have shinu neschoyes, it probably has a different number, and he says, tevis menachis, minchas soita is nimchak. Just take out those words, and the whole thing is a bubu. And in fact, in earlier kisveyad, this Rashi did not appear, and therefore it seems to be just a mistake. So menachis means menachis generally. Bikurim, which Bikurim are we referring to? We'll see in the Gemara shortly, we're talking about Bikurim specifically of grains. We're not talking about now, for instance, Te'enim and from Zesim and Tamorim and things of that nature. But we're going to talk about that briefly in the Gemara as well. So anything having to do with new Bikurim, Dagon, good. And here the Bikurim would be of Dagon. You can't do that prior to the Minchas Oimim. And finally, Minchas Behema. What means Minchas Behema? Minchas Behema, what we call Minchas Nisachim, that you bring together with a carbon Behema. So, for instance, every single carbon, Oyvis Tomet Shul Shachar, we bring together with it the Minchas Nisachim, and that Mincha is mainly flour. Of course, Ulta Nisachim means that it also has the Nisach HaYayin. We'll talk about that in the Gemara. Anyway, so that carbon Mincha do not bring from the new Tvua until after the carbon o'aymer. And if you did, maybe it's possible. Start from scratch.
Why to the Omer shouldn't be shtei alechem since you're bringing something in the Mikdash?
Can you please read for me the next three words in the Mishnah?
Oh, they call shtei alechem.
Ah, Baruch Hashem. Koidim shtei alechem ulzo leyavi. Why not? Because you just said now you have to wait for the shtei alechem to be matir. Yes. However, what happens in Haivi? Kosher. Lechetchila, you're not allowed to. And the shtei alechem is the matir. However, what happens if you did it? You shouldn't have done it. We're going to tell the guy off. Don't do that again. But the ma'isa b'diavad, it's kosher. Why is there a difference between koidim la'oimer and achar la'oimer? Here you're saying prior to that it's possible, and after that it's kosher. You also rev tar from the kakashale. I don't understand. Ma bin koidim la'oimer, the koidim shtei halechem. After all, yes, I know that koidim lo'oimer, it's osir ba'medina. I know that koidim l'shtei alechem, it's osir in the Beis HaMikdash. Right. But you're now telling me that between the period of oimer and the shtei alechem, you're not allowed to bring anything but in the Mikdash. However, it depends. If it was before the oimer, then it's possible b'di'evet. If it's after the oimer before shtei alechem, it's kosher b'di'evet. Why should it be kosher? That was Reb Tarfin's problem, which is really what Barry is puzzled by as well as all the rest of us. Right? Amal fun of Yehuda Bar Nechemya. But Yehuda Bar Nechemya, Talmud of Reb Tarfin, said to him, Loi, the kasha nishka kasha Rebbe. Because im amris koidim lo'imer, shekein lehutar mechloli etzel hedges. There is no heter anywhere by Medina, prior to the oimer, no heter for anyone, everything, usser. There's already a heter out there outside the Beis HaMikdash. So even though inside the Beis HaMikdash is no heter, but you see that the Isser of Chodesh has been weakened and softened tremendously, because outside the Beis HaMikdash, all of us, even we the Kehanim that are doing the Avodah now the Beis HaMikdash, we're now allowed to have the Mincha here, but we can go outside and go and buy brand new Chodesh and eat from it. Ah, so therefore, you see that there's a lessening of the Isser of Chodesh Bamedina. There's Bamela, there's an Isser, there's a lessening of the Isser Bamikdash as well, that Lechachilah don't, but if you have it, you're okay. So Lechoyra, it could get enfit Yehuda Bar Nechemia, to the point that Shosek Reb Tarfin was quiet, and he didn't respond. Apparently, Shtika Koyda, he accepted this. And so Avu Panav Shab Yehuda Ben Nechemia. Yehuda Ben Nechemia had a big grin on his face, that in a sense, he bested his Rebbe. Rebbe said, I have no answer to this. And Rebbe Yehuda ben Nechemia was able to give an answer, so he felt very good about himself, to the point that Rebbe Kiva felt that Rebbe Yehuda ben Nechemia was disrespectful. In other words, if his Rebbe felt that this is a shtark akasha, even though he gave it to Eretz, Reb Tarfin didn't say, good job, I'm maskin. You don't know what Reb Tarfin held. Maybe he said, this is shmatis, and therefore I'm not going to even bother responding to it. You don't know. So the fact that he had this big grin, then it felt like a form of disrespect, and to the point that Amar Rabbi Akiva, Yehuda, tzavu panecha, sheishavta ezokein, did you go and smile now because you were able to give a tshuva to the zokein, meaning to Reb Tarfin? To Mahani, I wonder in Tarach Yomim of Chas Shalom, you're going to have a Richas Yom. It's not that Rabbi Akiva Chas Shalom was going and cursing him, but the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin says that if you learn by your Rebbe, you have to have a great degree of respect for your Rebbe.
No question.
You can't go and you have to make your Rebbe. You should say, maybe we can go and answer this way, Efshiyo, Efshinish. And if the Reb Tarfin doesn't respond, you should sit on your hands quietly and say, Gunish. But does that grin? Omer Reb Yehuda Reb Eloy, that's the famous Reb Yehuda of the Mishnayos. Oh, you see, HaPerek, this discussion took place. Prasa Pesach. Now, when is Prasa Pesach? We know the word Prais means half. What means half? So this is borrowed from the famous halacha in Masechtas Pesachim, the She'alim v'dorshim hilchas haPesach kain lePesach lam midyoy. Reb Shem Gamliel, I may know ad preis haPesach, which is shtei shabbosot, which is only 2 weeks. So in preparing this gemara yesterday, which was on Rish Chodesh, this is preis haPesach. This was 2 weeks. Who brought this to my attention? Rabbi Geringer Zalzangizint from Young Israel, we were in the koil together. He says, can you imagine? We're learning today, and today is the Preis HaPesach. That same day that Reb Tarfin was had this question of Yehuda Bar Nechemia, going back, of course, 1,500, 1,800 years ago, whenever this was, but at that time, 2,000 years ago, whenever it was. So it was mamish the same day, but Preis HaPesach, we're learning this Gemara. So, oh yeah, that's when this took place. And now says, Reb Yehuda Babiloi, Kishalisi La Tzeres, when I went up Shavuos time, Sha'alti Achrov, I asked Yehuda ben Nechemia, Heichen hu, who is Yehuda ben Nechemia? Amri, and they told him, Nifta v'halachloi, unfortunately, had already passed away. Oh. So, as you see, that he was not Marach Yomim, in fact, within 7 weeks, he was no longer. Says Yimarvait, Amri Nachmar Yitzra, the Divra Yehuda ben Nechemia, Nesochim, Bikurim, Shekrivim, Koidim La'imer, Kishayrin. Now, what are Nesochim Bikurim? Rashi says, just like we talked about Bikurim in our Mishnah, but we pointed out that's talking about Bikurei Dagon. Here we're talking about Nesachim, meaning wine. What happens if you have brand new wine of the new crop? What is there a problem with that? Zogt Rav Nachman Yitzchak, according to Yehuda ben Nechemia, there is no problem. If you brought a Koyim La'omer, it's totally kosher. Now, why is it kosher? Says Rashi, because the whole din of Chadash only applies to grain. It doesn't apply to anything else. Where is this Rashi? Rashi says, okay, Nesachim Bikurim, go up about 3 or 4 lines, Nesachim Bikurim, Miyayim, Shebiker, Koidim La'imer, you have a brand new crop of grapes, and they were able to quickly squeeze them, and now you have brand new wine, the Krivam, and you brought that as part of your Nesachim, the Beis HaMikdash, that's kosher. Why? The Toli Taima, Rabbi Yehuda Nechemia just said that the reason is Hoyl Umutarim Lehejit. Since there is a heter lehedjit outside, that's why b'diavad, if you brought a carbon mincha from the new chadash, it works inside, even before the shtei lechem. Haninami mutarim lehedjit, koidim lo'omer. The Oimer Einay Oser Elamin Dagon, like we said, Velo Yayim. Hardly turning Masisim and Heavy Apostle. Even though it says in our Mishim Heavy Apostle, and we use the term Bikurim, Lava Bikurim the Peiris Ilanka. We're not talking about grapes. We're not talking about dates. We're not talking about figs. We're talking only about the Dagon in the Beis Hamikdash. Ah, so therefore, bottom line is, since Rabbi Yehuda bar Nechemya said, if there's a heter outside, so then there's a heter b'diavad inside, well, there's a heter on drinking brand new wine outside, because the din of Chodesh doesn't even apply to it, so then certainly you can go and bring it inside. It's mashma from the Gemara, not l'chadchili, he says b'diavad. He says, Nesachem, Mikurim, Shekrim, Kaidim, Le'omer, it's k'sherim. It's mashma, even there you should go and wait l'chadchili until at least after the Karban Omer. But regardless, so Gemara, pshita, I don't understand what the chiddush is of Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, according to Rav Yehuda bar Nechemya. Of course it's mutter. There was no heter in the first, there was no isser in the first place. The isser only applies to Dagon. It doesn't apply to Yain and Peres Eilah. The reason why, if you brought a carbon in between Oimer and Shteh Lechem, why is it mutter? Because Yehuda bar Nechemya said, it's Hutter Mechlal Eitzel Hedjit, there's a heter outside, for the hedyoita, meaning for the non-Beis Hamikdash. Aval hacha d'layuta mechlala, there was never any heter involved in this yayin, because the din of Dagon and Chodesh didn't apply to it, so maybe lie. So therefore I don't have that, well, it's hutter outside, let's bring a heter inside. Kamash v'lan, fakpung faker, says Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Kolshkin hacha d'layitzchak lal, there was never is in the first place. Since there was no is in the first place, of course it's going to be mutter inside. We only had to talk about the case of the new Chodesh, inside and outside, because really you're not supposed to do anything inside until after the Shtei Alechem, until after Shavuos. And you did it prematurely before Shavuos. Since it's winter outside, no, it's going to be Memele here, but the Evid inside as well. But here there was never any Yisr in the first place, because the whole Din of Chodesh doesn't apply to the wine, and therefore, no problem.
That was the Devon, the Chamisha Devon, applies to oats and
all different. Correct. But of the Shivas Aminim, it would only apply to Chitas Oira. Yeah. Because the rest of it is kef and tein of rimain, etc. It's not no longer great. Boy, Rami Bar Chama, shtei halechem al shiatiru shalei kesidran. Now this is a very interesting question. How can the shtei halechem be matir out of order? Now, what does it mean out of order? We all know they bring the carbon oimer on Pesach, and then 7 weeks later you have the carbon shtei halechem. How could it be out of order? I'll tell you how it could be out of order. What happens if the previous year hechidami ki going to zarinu bein oimer lishtei halechem? All of those of us that are familiar with basic planting seasons know when do you normally plant the new grain as well as all the other new crops? Around Sukkot time. Before Sukkot, right after Sukkot, after you chagos, if you took everything out from the fields, now is the perfect time to go and plow the fields and plant the fields, and then you're going to have the first rains in Miachim and Mar Cheshvan and in Kislev, and if you don't have the rains, we're going to have to start making all types of
Tanesim,
exactly. All very exciting. What happens over here? This person, for some reason, decided to plant the brand new Tvua. He didn't want to wait until September time, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot time. He already planted it now between Pesach and Shavuos. And it got rooted in the ground. And we all know that the Korban Oimer that is Matir, and the Yom Hanaf that is Matir even the produce which has not been cut yet, which is still in the ground, as long as it's mushrush in the ground. If you just go and put the seeds in 10 minutes before, that's not going to help. But if it was there at least for a few days, and it became, started developing shrushes,
roots, yeah.
Roots. You have to, everybody has to develop roots, right? So here... No, sorry?
Sprouts.
Okay, well, sprouts,
yeah,
usually... Okay, fine, those aren't sprouts. So it started sprouting in the ground in the form of roots. What's the din? He planted it then. And a couple weeks later, right, this he did this in between, let's say he did it, Isru Chag of Pesach, and now almost 7 weeks later, 6 weeks later, now we have the Shtei Alechem. By the time the Shtei Alechem, somebody went and did some prodding down below and saw that the seeds had in fact sprouted in the sense that they are now rooted in the ground. Oh, so now I have l'chayr the heter of the Shtei Alechem. When am I going to have the heter of the Oimer next year? When it's going to be next Pesach, 11 months later. So I'm going to have, at that time of the bringing of the Korban Oimer, can I say that I have now two heterim? I have the heter of the Oimer and I have the heter of the Shtei Alechem, but not in your normal order of Oimer first, and then Shtei Alechem 7 weeks later, but Shtei Alechem first, and then the Oimer 11 months later. Does that work or not? May. Kisidron Sharyan, Kiseida, it works. Now, what do we want to be matir? We want to go be matir to go and bring a Karban Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash from the Chodosh after the Yom HaNaf, after the bringing of the Omer on the first day of Chol HaMoed.
He's already had the Shtei Alechem Matir already kind of preloaded.
He had it preloaded, he had it from last year. Well, do you say, no, it's got to be Omer and then Shtei Alechem, not Shtei Alechem and then Omer. And that's the Gemara Shaila. My, Kisidin Shayin, Shleik Kisidin Olay Shayin. I did Mishleik Kisidin Nami Shayin. Maybe it works even Shleik Kisidin. I say Freik Timar. Omer Rabbis. Rabbis says, Toshima, L'choira, I have a raya from the following price. Says in the price, V'intakrim Minchas Bikurim L'Hashem. What is this Minchas Bikurim? This is referring to the carbon who Oimer. It says in the Pasuk, V'intakrim Minchas Bikurim L'Hashem. Oviv Koli Ba'esh Geres Karmel Takriv Eis Minchas Bikurecha. So this Minchas Bikurim is just another name. It's a synonym for the Minchas Hu Oimer. Aha. Okay, now the question is, Zoktor de Braisa, the Minchas Oimer Kosim Adabra. Mehechen Bo'a, the Pasuk itself doesn't address clearly which Tvua you're using for bringing this Minchas Oimer. Minchas Oimer At Oimer, Mehechen Bo'a, Minchas Oimer, period. Zoktor de Braisa At Oimer Minchas Oimer, Oimer El Minachitim. Since the Pasuk is silent, the Pasuk just simply says, Oviv Kolav Eish, Keres Karmel Takr. Doesn't say clearly that Chitim or Soirim. Maybe you should go and use a rice meal. Today you have all these gluten-free people, you can go and get 12 other different types of flours, which are gluten-free. So, who says Soirim? Maybe Menachitim. And the Brisa gives a couple of answers. Reb Leza Oimer, Nemer Oviv B'Mitzrayim, the Nemer Oviv L'Doyers. It says Oviv in this Pasuk that we just brought now. You bring Minchas Bikurim, Oviv Koli Ba'esh, Geres Karma. Okay, now where does it say Oviv in Mitzrayim? So Rashi brings, because it says in the Pasuk that the Sa'ira was hit. What was the reason why it was hit? Because HaSa'ira Oviv, because something Oviv, VaSa'ira Givoy. So that Pasuk is talking about Oviv, and we're talking about Sa'irim in Mitzrayim. So those were Huku, but not the others, not the however, the Sa'ira, HaKusemis and the Sa'ira, they were, and that's based on this Pasuk of Kesa'ira Oviv and something Givar. Alright, so, therefore says Yimar, just like the Oviv over there, Mitzrayim is referring to Sa'ira Oviv. Here too, when we're talking about the Oviv, the Karbin Milchas Oimer, it also means Sa'ira. Ah, so Yimar, Ma Oviv, Sa'ira Mavkan is Sa'ira. That was Rebless. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Matzino Yachid Shemevi Chayvasim Min Hachitim, Vechayvasim Min Hasa'irim. We find by Yechidim, they can go and bring, when it says Chayvasim, it doesn't really mean Chayvasim, it means to bring a Mincha Min Hachitim. It means if he says Hari Alai Mincha, becomes a Chayva, he brings from Hachitim. Also, if Chas Shalom, a person has a wife that unfortunately has done extracurricular activities which are suspicious, then you have to bring the Mincha Soita Min Hasa'irim. So you find by Yachid both Chitim and Sa'irim. So l'choira al tamamatzina, we should say the same thing by a tzibur. Shemevin chayvas and ultim and achitim. That's every time they bring your minchas sasachim, whatever the tzibur is bringing, as well as the shtei alechem, as well as the lechem upon him. All of that is menachitim. And so we see that mevin chayvas and menachitim. So presumably mevin chayvas and menasoirim. They have also a chayva of soirim to bring. And I don't know when does that take place. Vimata oimer ba menachitim. You're going to go and tell me that the Minchas Oimer is also by Menachitim, by Matzino Tzibur Shemevi Chavasim Minas Oirim, then we don't have a parallel between the Tzibur and the Yachid. The Yachid sometimes brings Chitim, sometimes it brings Oirim. But the Tzibur, we say, always brings Chitim. No, there should be parallel. There should also be an opportunity for the Tzibur to bring Oirim. So therefore, it's logical, says Rabbi Kiva, that when would that day be? The Minchas Oimer, where the Torah is basically silent, presumably that's the day you bring from Oirim. Good. But says now, Reb Kiva, I have a better pshat. What's the second pshat? Dobarachi mat oimer, oimer bo menachitim. Ein shtei alechem bikurim. Ay, ay, ay. Since we say that the korban of the shtei oimer, not shtei oimer, of the shtei alechem, is called bikurim, you're going to go and take away that bikurim, that title. Why? Because if the oimer is going to be chitim, so I've already brought chitim in the base of Mikdash, before I brought my shtei alechem bikurim, which is chitim. So It must be that it's brought from something else. It's brought from Sa'irim, and therefore, what's left over, the Shtei Lechem, will be the Bikurim, the new Chitim. That's the Raya of Rabbi Akiva. Now we're being Medayik, says Rabbah, from that second Teretz of Rabbi Akiva. Vim Isa, the Shtei Lechem, Shloi Kisidran, Sha'arian, that you can go and bring it out of order. And it's Matir. Not that you're bringing it out of order. You're relying on the Shtei Lechem from last year because you planted before the Shtei Lechem. So now you already had, when the Shtei Lechem was brought last year, you already had the one matir. And now you're going to have a second matir with the Oymer now. If that's the case, Mishkachas lo, to makrev Oymer mehanoch, the Ashrish koilim Shtei Lechem, ubasar Oymer de ishtaked. You can take those words out because it's really unnecessary, says the Shittim Kometzis. Ushtei Lechem mehanoch, the Ashrish, what does the Gemara mean to say? What the Gemara means to say is, if you're going to learn that you can go and do a heter in reverse order, then you could have two chitim being brought, both the chitim in the time of the oimer, as well as the time of the shtei alechem, and the shtei alechem will be a minchas bikurim, even though I already brought chitim by the Oymer. Why? Because of the fact that these are really two different years, or two different seasons. Really? They were planted the same year, the same Tufshin Peivov, or Peizayin, or whatever it happens to be. Yeah. However, since we are saying, if you were to say that you could have Matirim out of order, so then the Chitim that are being brought at the Karban Oymer stage, that would already be after two, the Shtei Alechem of the previous year, and now this Oymer of this year, and that would already be new Chitim. Yeah, but 7 weeks from now, we would have Shtei Alechem, which was baked from regular, normal Tvua, normal in the sense that it was planted after the Shtei Alechem of last year. It was planted in September, October, regular season. And so therefore, for that new Chitim of the regular season, that's going to be your Bikurim. So you could be bringing chitim back to back, 7 weeks, one after the other, but the oimer is going to be chitim, and it's going to be the new matir, because it will be the second matir of the previous year, because you planted it already stuff.
It finishes off.
That'll be number two, so it'll be shaloi kisidron. Yeah. And then when it's going to come, bikurim that you're going to bring on Shavuos, that'll also be brand new chitim, and that'll also be a matir, and it'll be a matir kisidron of all the regular season planted tua. Normally Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot's time, etc. Oh, so therefore, what's the raya of Rabbi Akiva? It must doch sein that the Korban Oimer has to be Sa'irim, because if you're going to tell me it's Chitim, then that's going to undermine the status of the Minchas Bikurim nature of the Shtei Lechem, since Rabbi Akiva apparently was not Choshish for this, so therefore apparently you cannot bring it Kisidron. I'm sorry, you cannot bring it Shaloi, you're bringing it, but it's not Matir Shaloi Kisidron. Since it's not Matir Shaloi Kisidron, then the Chitim are going to be from the same crop and same produce as the one that you're bringing on Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, so then you're not going to have a Bikurim because you just brought Chitim 7 weeks earlier.
So we're distinguishing between a hedgeot eating these out-of-season planted wheat and bringing it for a Korban? Is that what we're talking about now? Are we saying, as it were, if we planted it in May, and then we have the Matir of the Shtei Alechem, and subsequently next year we have the Matir of the Omer?
Stop right there. Normally, would you be able to go and bring a Korban Mincha after this Oymer until Shtei Alechem in the Beis HaMikdash from the Chodosh?
Apparently not, because it's no Kisidron. Even though you had...
That's a Morshai.
Right. So earlier I thought we were talking about just eating it by a hedget. Since it never had a Matir of the Omer for hedget, does the Matir of Shtei Alechem include, as it were, a matir for a hedget? I'm not talking about bringing it for a Korban now. I'm just asking. I'm understanding the whole flow of the argument now, but I'm just trying to lock in on something here. If this crop was planted post Pesach in May,
mm-hmm.
and now the Shtei Alechem is matir it, as it were, if it was...
We're going to go and harvest it during the summer.
Can you go and eat it? Can you go and eat it and make Danish out of it in August if you wanted to?
The answer is not. You have to wait until the Omer.
Okay, so the Shtei Alechem does not... It builds on the Omer. It doesn't supersede the Omer and include the Omer, as it were.
Exactly.
Okay.
So therefore,
the question is, does the Omer now allow you to bring it in the Mikdash also?
Exactly,
okay,
right.
That's the focus. Okay.
And if Denmark gives Greenland to the United States, you can make Danish.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. Anyway, but you can't eat the Danish on Pesach.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
have
okay,
have to pass over that.
Pass over that period. Yep, very good. Anyway, so bottom line is, L'choyre, we brought a nice raya from this brisa. It says, Rabba, that there is no such thing as Shloi Kesidron, because if you could have Kesidron, you don't have a raya that the Omer has to be brought from Seorim, and not from Chitim, because you're going to undermine the Shtei Alechem.
The Kurim quality. The
quality of that Shtei Alechem. No, yeah. No, because you could have theoretically two Chitim being brought back to back, 7 weeks, one after the other. But that could be Bikur. It will be Bikur. Because the first chitim is going to be from the first produce right. that you went and you planted back last year in May, as you say. And then that Omer is going to be the second of the two matirim, because we already had the Shtei Lechem last year.
Preloaded from the first year.
And now we have the second one. So that's going to be matir v'migdosh, that group, and that flower, and that chodosh. And guess what? But anything that was planted during the normal planting season in September, October.
It's like it's like a whole different crop year, as it were.
Exactly.
It's like a full crop year, then there's a mini crop year.
And therefore, the Shtei Lechem that you would bring would fight to be Bikurim from the new year. So, no problem. So, what was Rabbi Kiva's raya? Is apparently that you don't have this mechanism of being able to have a Shaloi Kisidon.
Therefore, the Omer must be from barley.
That's right. It must be from barley.
Inclusively, it has to be from barley.
That's correct, and that was Rabbi Kiva's second raya, right. As well as we see. Therefore, you can never go and bring a new carbon mincha between the Omer and the Shtei Lechem, even if it was planted a year ago in May. So that's how the Gemara wants to be poshut the shayla. And for the Gemara, no misavis. Who says misavis onto the top of the Omer? Bikurim lepeir kamrinan lemisbeach kamrinan. The Gemara is saying is this beautiful idea that you're trying to give and be matir the mikdash, and because of the reverse order, and then you want to try to bring a raya from Rabbi Kiva because this is called Bikurim, and since Rabbi Kiva didn't say that, it's a siman that he doesn't hold that way. That's because you have a focus on that the Bikurim is lepeira kamrinan, which means lepeira to be matir the peirois inside the base of Migdash, which are totally in the Shtei Alechem. And the question is, can I have the Shtei Alechem preceding, or only Shtei Alechem, which is succeeding the Omer to be Matir? No, that's not how it gets the title Bikurim. The Mizbeach Kamrinim, V'ochel HaMizbeach Meperid HaShasa. Bikurim means of this crop, of this year. This is the newest Chitim that we just created. Says our Gemara, the Chitim that grew, even though they were planted months ago in May, that's from this year. And the chitin that were planted now in Cheshvan in October time, that's also from this year. Those, put those two together, since it's the annual produce of the year. So vis-a-vis that, the second one that you're bringing the Shtei Alechem, that is supposed to be Bikurim, the first chitin that you're putting on the Mizbeach. But it's not true. The first chitin that you put on the Mizbeach was 7 weeks ago. That was the time of the Korban HaOmer, if you were to go and put on chitin. And since the Torah says, no, it's got to be Bikurim and chitin. The first ones on the Mizbeach have to be from the new year's crop of chitin of wheat. If I'm going to allow that for 7 weeks earlier, then that will undermine the shame Bikurim. And therefore, says the Gemara, you don't really have a raya from Rabbi Kiva either way, and we're left with an iboyi dele ifshita, whether or not you can have a matir in reverse, or only has to go oimer and shtei alechem, and not shtei alechem and oimer.
Can you bring
have a wonderful day, good Shabbos.